It's on the fires.
So I'd like to call to order the special session with a roll call vote.
Commissioner Newman.
Here.
Commissioner Coleman.
Present.
Commissioner Higgins.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks.
Here.
And President Dale.
Here. All right. How about the Pledge of Allegiance? Chris, would you like to lead us?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, sir. We'll report out on closed session. Ryan?
Yeah, no reportable action was taken in closed session. The board intends to consider the agreement in open session.
All right, and we would take public comment at this point in our meeting on various issues not itemized on this agenda. If you have comments on items not on this agenda, please signify by raising your hand or speaking up. Seeing nobody raising their hand or speaking up, we have no public comment on items not on the agenda. We'll go into item 9A, discuss and consider approval of an exclusive right to negotiate with Crowley Wind Services for the potential lease of real property for the development and operation of a new heavy lift marine terminal for the proposed offshore wind industry. Larry?
Yes, the Harbor District acquired the Redwood Marine Terminal 2 property, you know, a long time ago, basically back in the around the 2000 time period, and acquired the former pulp mill in about 2014. And so essentially from that time period, the Harbor District has been consistently seeking proposals and looking to redevelop the Redwood Marine Terminal 1 and Redwood Marine Terminal 2 properties continuously, and has evaluated a number of different proposals. In 2019, at the direction of the board, we specifically put a request for proposals on the Harbor District's website and circulated the RFP. And there was a couple of amendments, but that request for proposals process has been continually going since 2019. And then in 2021, we received funding from the county's Headwaters Fund, and we prepared the conceptual master plan for the entire 170 acres between the former pulp mill and the small bridge. And based upon that master plan, we received $10,450,000 from the California Energy Commission to prepare the engineering environmental documents and to really to move start and jumpstart the project. We've been have a steady stream of people coming and looking at our property over the last couple of years and have evaluated proposals. And the board established a subcommittee specifically look at the offshore wind industry and this project in particular. And so based upon all of that analysis, as part of our ongoing marketing efforts, the subcommittee and staff determined that the Crowley Wind Services was the best proposal that fit the overall district's needs as well as for the community. And so that's kind of the background of sort of how we got here. And that really kind of the next thing is that why is this happening right now? The reason why it's happening right now is because the Bureau of Offshore Energy Management did their final public sale notice. That the final sale notice would of the auction areas 30 miles offshore, nothing to do with the port of Humboldt, but approximately 21 to 30 miles offshore, that there will be a public sale by the Bureau of Offshore Energy Management on December 6th. And so that has basically created a flurry of activity within the offshore wind industry to really focus on the port of Humboldt Bay. And the port really looked at the Crowley Wind Services proposal as being different from a lot of the other proposals that we evaluated, primarily because Crowley is not a offshore wind developer. They are not an offshore wind developer. They do not intend to bid on the Bohm offshore wind lease. Instead, they are an operator developer of port facilities. And that with these offshore wind port facilities, we will be working to jointly to select subtenants for those. And this will happen after the Bohm lease and not during the Bohm lease. And so finally, before I turn it over to our district council, I wanted to say that we're really committed to working with the County of Humboldt, City of Eureka, Humboldt Core Hub, residents of the Samoa Peninsula, adjacent coastal dependent industrial properties, and other property owners around the community to really start a robust community engagement process with this, to look at what can happen with the offshore wind energy, not just on this property, but throughout the bay. And so with that, I'd like to turn it over to Ryan Plotz.
Thanks, Larry. So before your board today for an approval is an agreement entitled Exclusive Right to Negotiate Agreement. This agreement simply obligates the district and Crowley to negotiate in good faith towards reaching a definitive lease agreement for the identified property in the future. It does not grant any real property rights in our property to Crowley. It does not authorize, from a regulatory or legal perspective, Crowley to move forward and take possession of our property or to pursue a project. Simply, this agreement is the party's expression that they wish to negotiate exclusively and in good faith for a defined time in exchange for valuable consideration. As part of the agreement, Crowley is agreeing to compensate the district for the rights conferred upon it in the amount of $350,000. In a single lump sum payment within 5 days of the execution of this agreement. In exchange, the district commits to negotiate exclusively and in good faith with Crowley until the earlier of 90 days following the Bohm auction or March 31st, 2023, whichever occurs first. Crowley has the right in its sole discretion to extend the exclusive negotiating period on a monthly basis for up to 9 additional months, each with an additional payment of $25,000 per month. And so, as I mentioned at the beginning, this period is to allow the parties to see if they can come to terms on a definitive agreement. That agreement would likely take the form of an option agreement in which the district would grant to Crowley the option to lease the property for a defined period of time, subject to certain conditions. Those conditions, among others, would be regulatory approvals and entitlements, including comprehensive environmental review of the project once it's been defined. Section 3 of the exclusive negotiating agreement before you today expresses the party's current understanding with respect to some of the material terms that would be incorporated in an option agreement if agreement is made ultimately. And those include, the fact that Crowley and the Harbor District will cooperate and work together to formulate a plan and delegate responsibility among the parties to obtain all required discretionary permits, including the coastal development permit, and pursue CEQA or NEPA as applicable. The parties further intend to work together if an option agreement is reached to obtain grants and other fundings from the state and federal governments as reimbursement for the entitlement and regulatory approval process. The agreement also provides that the option period, again, this would be the period in which the parties are pursuing entitlements and regulatory approvals and before the lease actually commences, would run from the date the option agreement is ultimately signed to the date the parties obtain a coastal development permit, or 5 years from March 7, 2023, whichever occurs first. During that option period, The parties have agreed that Crowley would compensate the district in the amount of $65,000 per month. And this would be both as an option fee and as a license to enter upon the property to conduct necessary studies and inspections. Rent for the lease term, which is defined in this agreement as the operational term, would be subject to negotiation during this negotiating period. And the intent during the negotiating period is, again, to reach a definitive agreement on both the option and the underlying lease agreement, such that once the option agreement is signed, there is nothing left to further negotiation. When Crowley commences the lease has been predetermined and is effective for the defined term, which the parties currently desire to last approximately 30 years. There's also recitals in this agreement that Crowley understands that an option agreement is conditioned upon the district acquiring a portion of the property that's subject to this negotiating agreement. That property in particular is a 36-acre property adjacent to Redwood Marine Terminal 1, for which the district is already under contract to purchase from the Samoa Pacific Group. Crowley also acknowledges through this agreement that they understand that there are third-party approvals that the district would need to obtain before it can grant an option in its property. And that would be approvals from the Humboldt Bay Development Association, approvals from the district's new market tax credit lenders, as well as approval from the State Lands Commission with respect to any property that's subject to the public trust doctrine. This agreement also includes limitations on both parties' liability under this agreement in the event of a breach. In particular, it caps the district's liability at the amount of the exclusive negotiating payments made, and further recites that neither party shall be liable to the other for any indirect, special, incidental, or consequential damages, including but not limited to damages for loss of business, loss of data, loss of profits, or similar types of damages arising under this agreement. And that is the basic material terms of the agreement. There in 8.4, there's a recital and a provision with respect to CEQA compliance, which states that the actions contemplated by this particular agreement have no potential effects on the environment. It's simply an agreement to negotiate. And that all environmental review will be conducted in the future if the parties are able to reach a definitive option agreement. And then finally, Exhibit A roughly depicts the properties that are subject to the negotiating agreement. You see the South Development Area, which is 22 acres. That property is currently owned by the district. But is subject to a ground lease to the Humboldt Bay Development Association with respect to the New Market tax credit financing mechanism that was put in place in 2016. The North Development Area consists of the Bayside property that the Harbor District currently owns in fee, as well as the property to the west of that property, which the district is under contract as we speak to acquire that property by March 1, 2023. And then the North Road and Mitigation Area is property that the district currently owns in fee. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ryan. Any questions from the board? Any comments? Seeing none, we will take it to public comment. Does anyone from the public desire to speak on this agenda item? Please signify by raising your hand or speaking out, and we will acknowledge. Does anyone from the public wish to speak on this agenda item? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board. Second. I have a motion and a second.
Commissioner Marks. Commissioner Higgins, Commissioner Coleman, Commissioner Newman, yes. President Dale?
Yes. So the motion passes. And I thank you all, staff, for your work on this. It's monumental. And really look forward to seeing this process move forward. So we're going to adjourn, and in 1 hour, we will meet out at the Fisherman for a little ceremony.